Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT News team.
So, welcome to this week's Talk of the Rock program. I have Sarah Phillips from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, and it's that time, Sarah, Crab Festival.
It is! Thank you so much for having me so that I can talk about my favorite subject, Crab Fest.
The food or what?
The food, the events, we've got it all. We've got the rides this year. I know that we were a little concerned that those might not make it.
So the ferry was always a concern when we're dealing with the rides, but everything's okay?
Yep, everything is A-okay. No problems with the ferry. The rides are as expected.
Cool. So anything new in the rides?
I don't know for sure on anything new in the rides. Golden Wheel always works really hard to give us a nice little variety, something for every age group. And I know that they'll be following through on that again this year.
Cool. So let's do talk about food.
Yes, let's talk about that food.
I was trying to tell Kavitha, I said, now you need to go down to the Crab Festival.
Yes, it's when Kodiak has the most amount of food availability on it, the most amount of options.
And there's a lot of really good food. And I know, like, El Chicano got started as a Crab Festival booth, and others have done great things with their life following a Crab Festival booth.
So. Absolutely. I mean, we've got Lonnie's and Maria's Place, our familiar food trucks that are out and about around town consistently, but they are also at Crab Fest this year, as in years past. But there is no doubt that part of that Crab Fest achievement that they've had has led to them being able to have those full-time food trucks.
Right. Yes. They get a chance to practice, see what people like, work out the kinks, and go for it.
Exactly. And then I know everybody's always concerned about the garlic fries. Garlic fries are here and ready to go. We've got soda jerk is ready to go. So we've got the great food that everybody can always expect.
Crab.
Crab at the Crimson Crab Shack.
Really? Real crab?
Yes.
Not Surimi crab.
It is real crab. I believe that they've got Tanner crab and Dungeness, but I can't be quoted on it for sure. I think that that's what they told me they'd have. Still waiting for that final rollout. I figure I'll go sample as part of my Crab Fest manager duties.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Just validate that everyone put the right thing on their menu.
Yeah. So I just speaking of manager, we're going to shift, do a little tangent here for a second. You are now the Chamber Executive Director.
I am.
Congratulations.
That's thank you very much.
I'm so proud of you. You work so hard on your master's degree, and you do so good with all the chamber stuff that you always do around here at the station and around town.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
That was cool. Okay, so you're still doing Crab Festival.
Yes, still doing Crab Fest and managing away at Crab Fest.
How many booths?
We have 52 booths this year, and one that I know a lot of people always look forward to is that big wood chainsaw carving. And so Jamie is coming back this year. He's excited after he had to take that little hiatus.
Yeah, because you see those around town.
You do.
My friend Darlene has lots of them at her bed and breakfast, those bears.
Yep. I know a lot of people were kicking themselves when he wasn't at last year's Crab Fest saying, oh, I needed to get that. So don't hold back. This is the year to go get those.
They've got one at one of the bed and breakfasts in the flats that's got a huge moose.
Yeah.
I mean like a huge moose.
He's done some amazing things. I saw a carving he did. If you've checked out the Crab Fest issue that the Kodiak Daily Mirror put out, they have some pictures of some of his work. And there are some amazing, I think it's humpback whales that he carved.
Oh, wow.
Just gorgeous.
Out of chainsaw. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah. I can't believe the detail he can get into that.
Yeah, he's very good. We've seen that. And then I guess let's start kind of with days. They've cleared the parking lot.
Yes, it is officially cleared. You can see some of the vendors starting to set up. Crab Fest headquarters is ready to go, but don't come buy your merchandise from us yet. We're not ready.
So when do we get to start eating lunch? Because it's always kind of fun to go down there while they're still little bit setting up. Is that cheating and get lunch?
Thursday at noon. We are officially open and ready for business. Everyone will have passed all their fire code inspections, all their safety inspections, and they will be open and ready to go Thursday at noon.
So I'll have to take some extra stomach pills so I can go, you know, because my stomach gets weird when I eat weird food.
You know, and
it's worth it.
And talk about, you know, that's a time that I, you know, I'm not happy until I hate myself for how much I've eaten.
Plus, it's nice. It reminds me of those old fashioned rendezvous, and Anchorage is a fur rendezvous, but
yeah,
that where people, you get to see people you haven't seen in like a whole year,
yeah,
because they've been off doing their things, and so they come into town, say for a rendezvous, the old days, they come into town and there would be everybody and their brothers and it just
That's right.
sisters and the cousins and people from all
Chiniac
over.
Chiniac and Passagshack, come visit.
And so that always reminds me of that because people are getting ready to go out fishing.
Mm-hmm.
People are finished with school, coming back from college.
Mm-hmm.
People you just haven't seen in a while, we're all out and about doing. Mm-hmm. And so we all get to see each other and catch up. It really is just like, it's hard to describe.
It's a family reunion of Kodiak.
A family. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if that weather is nice, let's all cross our fingers that we get great weather for Crab Fest here. But that is absolutely when you get to come together as a group that much easier.
Yep, for sure. So let's start with like some of the big events. I think of like the kitty parade. Do they call it
the shrimp parade? Yes, the shrimp parade's part of the Crab Fest parade. And we've got all sorts of little goodie bags for any of the kids that come out and participate. If they do want to participate in the shrimp parade this year, all they need to do is dress up, come with a parent. They don't even have to dress up. Do something fun. Come out with your parent, and you'll walk with your parent, and that's children first grade and younger will come out with their parent, and they get to be kind of the start of the parade. We have the two color guards. We have the Coast Guard color guard and the VFW color guard. We have our grand marshals that head up our parade, and then the shrimp parade starts right in the middle.
So tell me about the tradition of grand marshaling.
The grand marshals are always provided to us by the Senior Center here in Kodiak. So we get to have those valued members of our community lead us in our parade and our celebrations.
So when you say lead, are they in a car?
They are. We are still determining what that car is going to be because, you know, we've got to get them the best wheels in town. So, yes, they will be riding along in the car and waving along to everyone. We've also got people that are going to be riding on the Coast Guard fire truck is going to be Senator Dan Sullivan. And then on Miss Linda, the Bayside Fire Department truck, we are going to have the Relay for Life. Some cancer survivors are going to be on Miss Linda this year, which is a really exciting, neat way to honor them.
Yeah, that is a cool thing. Tell me how the parade works. We start out with those two color guards and then the little kids, the shrimp parade.
The shrimp parade,
which
yep.
is probably the highlight of those little kids' lives.
Oh my gosh, it's as cute as can be. And they get awards for hottest wheels, best theme, most spirited. It's really adorable. We're excited to give those out.
So cute. And then the regular parade starts.
And then the regular parade, which the regular parade has winners, too. We have the mayor's award. We have the theme award, all sorts of good stuff. And those are going to be judged by Mayor Pat Branson, the air station commander, Captain Brian Daly, and then our Chamber of Commerce president, Lindsay Knight, will be judging all of those and deciding who gets what awards for the main parade.
Oh, that's exciting, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now Thursday at noon, we can go down there and pig out.
Mm-hmm.
Then Friday, I know there's lots of events, and I'm sure
yes.
you're going to be tracking it on the Chamber Facebook page.
Yes, so we have actually created an event for every single event that's happening in Crab Fest. So if there is something that you want to try and remember or get a reminder for, go to our Facebook page on Chamber of Commerce, click events, and then follow what you want to follow so that you can get reminders that those things are happening. It has the full description so that you can find out all the details. This year, we're doing something a little bit new, and that is the plaza downtown we are opening up. And that is going to be our Crab Fest main stage. So the plaza is right next to the Shunack Hall. And so you'll go in that little area. We're going to have it all tented and covered for both the entertainment and the audience. And at that, you're going to get to kick off things with the unveiling of the little whale's tail or the whale's tail's little libraries. And that is something that the Kodiak Public Library Association and Hospice have worked together. And we're going to start seeing these cute little libraries pop up all around Kodiak so that people can take a book, share a book. Just use little book sharing programs around town. And so each of those little libraries are unique and they're going to be having some of those little libraries there to unveil, to showcase. And then, right after that in the plaza, we have Kelson Bear and Patty the Crab are some Kodiak mascots. Maybe people have gotten a chance to see them. Maybe they haven't. But Patty the Crab is actually also featured in that Kodiak Daily Mirror publication that came out. You can learn all about her family, which is Krusty the Crab and Sebastian the Crab, and then now Patty the Crab, and they are part of the King family. Read about their whole story in the Kodiak Daily Mirror publication. And Patty is going to be posing for some photo opportunities with Kelson Bear from Discover Kodiak. So kids or kids at heart, come on down on Friday from 1 to 2 and take some pictures.
I guess we're all kids at heart come Crab Festival time,
isn't
huh?
Isn't it fun? And then the next really cool thing that's going to be happening in the plaza right after that photo op is Senator Dan Sullivan has come to pardon a king crab for us.
Whoa, so, is this new?
This is brand new. We are having our very first pardoning of the crab for Crab Fest. We are hoping that by pardoning one of our crabs from the Crab Fest festivities, that we can have a smooth sailing, really fantastic Crab Fest, and our crab is going to live out his years in peace and happiness and the life of luxury.
And where will he live out his years?
Over at the NOAA Fisheries Center.
Oh, okay. That's what I was kind of guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. So the plaza is going to have all sorts of events. So lots of little fun things like that, like the photo ops, the unveilings. But we're also going to have some live music throughout that. So make sure that you check the Kodiak Daily Mirror publication or check online Facebook or KodiakChamber.org. And you can find the full schedule of events in all those places.
Plus, we'll be able to pick those up, the schedule there at the event, right?
Yes, that's correct. I have a whole big stack of those sitting in my office right now, ready to be dispersed.
So will the chamber booth be in the pavilion?
The chamber booth is going to be right where it's always been, midway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, which is the far end one there up next to the Harbor Master.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. And that's where they can get the schedule.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, when we all go down there for lunch, let's all pick up a copy of the schedule if we didn't get the one in the paper.
Exactly. You can get the copy of the schedule. You can get a map. You can get everything over at Crab Fest headquarters, including all of your awesome bright orange gear this year.
I know. I'm looking forward to that. the sweatshirt and then the poster.
Yes, the poster too. The poster is very unique this year. The artist Amy Williams is a photographer here in Kodiak. She took a picture of the harbor, and then she was inspired by her daughter and started using some embroidery thread to recreate that picture. So it's this amazing photo that if you look up close, you'll see it. It's going to be on display. The original will be on display during the art show that kicks off on Friday.
And where is the art show?
The art show is at the KI, the Best Western.
Got it. Friday, KI.
Mm-hmm.
They often have something down there. Yeah, I guess it's the art show is what they usually have there. And they leave it open so you can go in there and look at the art.
That's exactly right.
Look or maybe buy something.
Yes, nearly everything is for sale. The Crab Fest poster original is not for sale, but obviously our poster prints of it are. And you can get those at the Crab Fest headquarters as well.
Okie dokie, races. Bajillion races. So people should be really careful on Saturday when we've got the racers on the road, even all the way out to Chiniac.
Absolutely. It's very important to be vigilant, especially on Saturday, like you said. Watch for runners, cyclers, the full gamut. Just be very careful and be aware of what's going on because these people have worked really hard for this and we shouldn't have any accidents.
No. And it's probably a good idea, like always a good reminder. Boy, there are lots of kids out. They're excited. They're not paying attention, and they might bolt into the road. So, about 10 miles an hour through town.
Right. Now, over by Wells Fargo, where we
all
had the
long
road closed last year, we are going to have that same road closure this year starting on Thursday at noon. So, Thursday through Monday, that road is going to be closed during Crab Fest hours so that we can have that safe environment for all the kids. And honestly, again, those kids at heart, adults that are a little too excited and maybe forget where they're at.
I've done that. I've walked in front of people before.
I have too.
Let's see. What else? Oh, wait. Speaking of kids, the change in the sawdust.
Yes. Yeah. The Kodiak Lions Club does their sawdust pile. That's going to be happening again this year.
They've been doing that for a long time.
They have been years and years. And that is going to start again on Saturday, as it has in the past, with extra money being added on Sunday.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. So you get a second chance.
Exactly. So go in there, dive and sift around.
Yeah.
We're also going to have the traditional mix on the mall with DJ Mark. And that's going to be on Friday.
Into the evening?
Let me see what time we've got that one. You'll have to excuse my shuffling papers. That's going to be Friday from 5 to 7. So he does that fun talent show and a dance mob and makes a really great time. So that's the one event that we don't have on the Crab Fest main stage. That's going to be in the parking lot like it has been in the past due to the sheer volume of participants there.
Got it. And I'm also thinking of food. But there are other types of vendors on the Midway.
Yeah, on the Midway we've got both informational food, and then the third is the merchandise booths, which I love to go through myself. When I first moved here, I swear that's where I did most of my Kodiak shopping for the year. So we've got all sorts of stuff. Some of them are going to be familiar, like the Art Glass and Arctic Pup's dog gear. Eli's Dyes is going to have all of his tie-dyed gear out there. This year we do have the Alaska Rug Company. You've seen their stuff around town, but I don't believe that they have traditionally been at Crab Fest. So that'll be an exciting time to see a lot more of their things. Grand Slam Toys and Games is also going to be taking that into cap toy placement. So it's going to be a new toy vendor this year, but I think that Beth has been working really hard, both Beth and Zach, to deliver the merchandise that everyone has gotten used to and a few surprises of their own.
That'll be fun to go and just, I like to just wander through and look at like the jewelry or the art right. displays that they sometimes have. And just kind of gab with the people. It's just a lot of fun.
It's a very educational opportunity, especially with Good Migration Studio is a great vendor to check out for that. What he does is he creates art out of minerals found in Alaska. So he's a very knowledgeable person to chat with and has all sorts of stories to share. But he will be having a booth there at Crab Fest too, which brings me to the layout this year. It's a little bit different. We haven't done our traditional only food row vendors along the back. What we've done is we've spread all of our food vendors along the outer edges throughout the entire festival. This way, we kind of remove some of those bottlenecks that happen when people are waiting for food. They all run into different lines and you can't figure out which one you're trying to stand in. But this also gives us the opportunity to do a little shopping while we wait to look for our food. So really make sure that if traditionally you've only headed to the food row, there's not just only one food row this year. Make sure you go to all of them. Should help a lot with traffic flow. And, you know, this is one of our new fire marshal requirements that we need to be careful with our booth placement. So it should be a much safer Crab Fest environment for us. While we haven't had an accident in the past, this prevents one in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, they've made some big changes. Mm-hmm. And some of the people have changed their food, shaken up. I don't know if that's the right phrase. They've made some changes in their food menus and things like that. Right. So it should be different. I mean,
We should see
even the regulars will have different things.
Exactly. We should see a very new Crab Festival this year. Again, with those changes with our fire codes that are being enforced throughout the entire state. What you're seeing is cooking styles have to change, or a lot of money has to be spent to upgrade the booth so that those cooking styles can remain the same. So what we've seen a lot of our vendors do is they require a little bit more space. They're cooking in a little bit different areas and different ways so that they can still provide us with some food. But without a doubt, some of those menu items had to change.
Brew and burgers. I know that the high school culinary classes were making those, getting them ready.
Yeah, while we were doing community cleanup day, they were hauling those burgers out by the box full. It was pretty impressive. But yeah, Brew and Burgers is set and ready to go. I'm pretty excited. My mouth is watering right now.
Yeah. Okay, so those of you who don't know, Brew and Burgers has been there for as long as I can remember. And it's basically a dough thing, and inside is a hamburger, kind of bundled up like a burrito, but not really. And then they deep fry it real quick, and it's just like delicious.
Yeah, pretty much a one-stop shop for a burger, like a one-handed burger.
I mean, one-handed burger, yeah.
It's really how it feels, right?
Yeah. kind of like, what do they call them in Michigan? They call them pasties.
Huh.
Pasties. The miners used to carry them.
Oh, that makes
pasties.
Sense.
Pasties, I think. Yeah. And the miners used to carry them. So yeah, one sandwich, one hand sandwich.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we can expect all the same vendors for the most part. We've had a couple that had to back out for personal reasons, or again, it was tough to make the fire code requirements, but it's going to be a pretty fantastic year. We're seeing a lot of new things and, you know, some of our old same traditions.
Okay, so Sarah, we're talking with Sarah from the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, Sarah Phillips, our new executive director.
Yes.
But also the Crab Festival coordinator.
Yes.
You've done this. Is this your first or second year?
This is my first year managing Crab Fest.
Holy jamoli. How are you keeping all this straight?
Well, you know, I've learned that sleeping is just a ridiculous habit, so I gave it up. but I have a really great crew with me. Anastasia Painter is our administrative assistant down there. And we've hired an assistant this year for Crab Festival, Mallory Arnold. Some of you might know her. She has been in Kodiak locally for a while, and she headed off to college in Florida a couple years ago. So she's back visiting and was excited to help us out. And she's really been an invaluable asset to our team.
Yeah, I'm glad that that you were able to do that.
Yeah, and then, of course, we wouldn't be able to do it without all the volunteer help that we get. So if you're still looking to sign up to help for any of our Crab Fest booths or anything like that, you can help us sell merchandise, you can help us out at the parade, you can help us arrange some of the entertainment at the plaza, make sure people are where they need to be when they need to be there. So you can shoot me an email still at crd@kodiak.org, or you can get it on our Facebook page, which also has that link to volunteer.
CRD.
Yep, crd@kodiak.org.
So this being your first year, what is your perspective of this?
Well, you know, honestly, this is the last big event that the chamber has to do each year. I have been involved in the rest of the big events the chamber does. So luckily I came on board, I think, at the right time last year to be able to start preparing and start small steps to be able to do this. But Crab Fest has really impressed me with how I certainly am super busy, but how much the community really does for me. A lot of people have called me and said, you know, maybe you didn't know that we needed to do this, but we're on top of it and you don't have to worry about that. So this is happening. So I've been really grateful to the entire community coming together and helping me out. And then, of course, the old executive director, Trevor Brown, has been invaluable in letting me bend his ear with a lot of questions all the time.
Right. Yes, because he's working at the bank now.
He is. He's over at Wells Fargo. And so he's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And Lord knows I've made that hop, skip, and a jump a few times.
And the road's closed off. So it'd be really easy to go over there and ask Trevor what he's got going.
Exactly.
What are we supposed to do, Trev?
Exactly.
Do you find that it's overwhelming?
You know, certainly there's aspects of it that are overwhelming. Some days are tougher than others. But honestly, it's a pretty streamlined event. The community has been doing it for so many years that, yeah, there's a lot of details, way more details than I thought there were going to be. I was like, you know, people are just going to ask me for a booth. I'm going to give them a spot and that's going to be it. No, there's way more to do than that. But no, it's been working out pretty well for us.
Oh, good. Yeah. It'd be interesting to hear what you think of afterwards. Probably it'll go smoothly as it usually does. Even when it rains, people still go out and
well,
and
it's
do
Kodiak.
Food and
we
things.
Know how to do the rain.
Yeah.
That's not a big deterrent. And, you know, afterwards, I don't know, catch me on vacation sometime and I'll give you a talk.
One of the kind of solemn things we do at Crab Festival is, well, on Saturday, survival suit race.
Right, exactly.
To make sure people know how to use those survival suits. And I've been in that survival suit race.
Have you?
Yes, I did a long, long time ago. And I had an asthma attack because
I got
all worked up, you know. And so I couldn't swim very well, but my suit kept me up. And I'd never been in a suit like that. And it is totally bizarre.
The
way your body works in that water with those things. And you're like way up there. And how do you paddle? Well, how do you paddle if you can't get your hands
Absolutely.
Into the water?
Absolutely. And just the art of getting into one.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good experience for people, even if you don't care how if you win or not, just to get in a survival suit and see what it's like. Because
absolutely,
I recommend that for anybody who deals with the water and certainly fishermen. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a point of pride. The Coast Guard commands kind of challenge each other.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And so if you want to get a group together, I'm sure that can still probably be arranged.
Yes, you absolutely can. We've got all the information to sign up for that again on our Facebook page. So if you have any questions about any of these events, the first place I'm going to tell you is that Facebook page so that you can get all the reminders you need. It points you to all the websites that you would need for any sign up or phone calls, contact information, all that stuff. And if you're someone who likes to tweet, we've got all of our event reminders on Twitter too. So make sure that you give us a shout out if you're on Twitter.
Okay, KMXT is on Twitter. And then the solemn thing here, Crab Festival was started as a way to celebrate the end of the crab season. Kind of like the old roots, just as we do. Everybody's back in town. Everybody back then had tons of money. They were just like having loads of fun.
Exactly.
And they did a lot of really corny things because there were not so many rules and laws and regulations back then. And but it is a very solemn thing, the memorial for fishermen or other mariners, not just fishermen,
absolutely,
people who were lost at sea, died in fishing-related accidents and things like that. And that is usually on Sunday, what, at 1 o'clock?
The Fisherman's Memorial Service is Sunday from 3 to 4.
Oh, 3 to 4. Okay, mm-hmm. My mistake. 3 to 4. And they always have such a nice service. And I know that the people who's they cover all the people who were lost this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it means a whole lot to those families.
Absolutely.
Especially when, for whatever reason, they didn't find a body. Mm-hmm. So they've said that this is a way that they felt like they were able to put it to rest.
Absolutely.
You know, had that closure. And also to just acknowledge we are a fishing town and loads of people get saved. We've had lots of people get saved in the past couple of weeks. And then even for the past couple of months. But back in the days before those regulations, a boat sank, they were gone. I mean, that was it. And a lot of times you didn't know there was a problem until the boat didn't show up where it was supposed to be.
Right.
And so there is a very serious part of the Crab Festival, a serious part of the history of fishing. And and it's not just all fun, although we all just have lots of fun.
Right, exactly. So yeah, that is one of those more solemn events, as well as to piggyback off of that is the Blessing of the Fleet on Monday, where we have the Russian Orthodox minister or priest come out and he blesses the fleet with holy water as they cruise past the ferry terminal pier there, right where the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center all is. So they do that. And then we also have the Veterans Memorial from 11 to 12 on Monday as well. So just again, another opportunity to honor some of those people that we've lost.
Yeah. So before we finish up, Sarah, I just wanted to kind of put this in mentally in our minds. It starts on Thursday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
We can go have our lunch down there and we pick up the schedule at the Chamber Booth, which is at the far end corner.
Right next to the Harbor Master's office.
Right to the Harbor Master's. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then we can have lots of fun and eat lots of good food.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
Be careful on the roads at all times.
At all times.
In the area downtown. But just everybody have a good time. I mean,
absolutely,
that's what Crab Festival is about, right?
That is exactly what it's about. School's over. Time to let your hair down and have some fun and kick off the summer. I mean, shoot, it's coming early this year. So let's kick it off the right way.
Yeah, that sounds like a great thing. So, Sarah, thanks for coming. Sarah Phillips, who's now the executive director at the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming and helping.
As always, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.